Welcome to Hella Momversations, keeping it real with San Francisco Bay Area moms or SF fam. My name is Olga Rosales Salinas, and I'm your host. I'm the managing editor for SF fam, and I'm here to welcome you to Hella Momversations. Co-hosting with me today is Michelle Wing, SF fam's favorite yoga guru, author, and founder of It's Yoga Kids. Welcome, Michelle. Today's episode is really important because we're featuring a nonprofit called Tiny Superheroes. Our guest, Robin Rosenberger, is the founder of Tiny Superheroes. They are a tiny company with a super big mission. They're out to change how the world sees unique challenges that some kids face and reveal the superpowers behind every difference. Where some see adversity, they see the extraordinary. I just want to thank you as a mom listening to Hella Momversations for joining us today. We're going to have one small quick break. And when we come back, we'll deep dive with Robin and Michelle and this very special episode featuring Tiny Superheroes. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Hella Momversations. Thank you, mom out there, listener, for sticking with us through that short break. We are here talking today with Robin Rosenberger from Tiny Superheroes and my favorite co-host, Michelle Wing from It's Yoga Kids. Thank you both for being here. Thank you, Robin, so much for the work that you do and for taking the time out of your morning to join us here at San Francisco Bay Area Moms and to talk to us about the kids that you support and the work that you do. So thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
Awesome. So tell us how you started or why you started. Give us the overview.
Sure. So this year is our 10-year anniversary, which is hard to believe. Thank you. So 10 years ago, I was, I'm in St. Louis, which is where I'm from and where we live, but we had a stint in Seattle, which is where I was when this started. And so 10 years ago, I had a one-year-old boy. I worked at a software company that wasn't overly stimulating for me, but was a really great job to have. And I am crafty enough that I decided to make my nephew a superhero cape for his birthday. And then I'm entrepreneurial enough to be like, I could sell these on Etsy, you know? So I'm like working at a software company and I'm like selling capes on Etsy, but not selling them, you know? So like it wasn't actually a thing, but I thought it was worth a try. And I ended up making them for like, we were in a parenting group. So there's like 7 1-year-olds and they all got capes and my dog got a cape and pretty much people who wanted a cape could have one. And then I will never forget, I was rocking my son and reading Facebook, which, you know, I don't feel great about that, but
we all do it.
Facebook, we all do it. And there was a story about a little girl who I had connections with, but didn't know them. And through a normal pregnancy, the baby was born with a very severe skin disorder, like very life-threatening. And I was really just like reading their story. And I was just like blown away. I think as a first-time mom, it was like, you finally are like, whoa, that could be me, you know? And also what blew me away was that there was so much gratitude in her writing. And this was like at the point they're in the hospital, unsure of what the outcome. I'm happy to say that she's in fifth grade and, you know, has a lot to do that is different in her life than ours, that is hard, but she's doing great. And she was grateful, you know? And like, I just didn't know, like, would I be that way? Like if I were writing that, would I be writing it the same that she is? And then I was like, she needs a cape, you know? So I like finally had someone who needed a cape and I messaged them, sent her and her brother a cape. She sent back a beautiful picture and, it was like, that was amazing. And then like another kid popped up on my Facebook. I was like, oh man, he needs a cape, you know? So I like messaged their family and sent him a cape. And that's kind of like what I did. I didn't know that this was a passion. I didn't know that this community was like in my blood, but I should have known because my mom taught special ed my whole life. So I was in that my whole life. I just never thought about it, you know?
Yeah.
And really what happened is one of the first dozen kids that randomly popped on my Facebook that got a cape had a family friend who wrote for today.com and they wanted to do a story. And I was naive enough to be like, yeah, like that's amazing. You learn really quickly, like what happens when things like that happen. And so within a couple months, I remember like ABC World News with Diane Sawyer called me and they like wanted to do a thing. And I was at work and I was like, my husband's name is Joe. I was like, I either need to like stop and like never send another cape or quit my job and make this happen. You know, there were probably other options, but in my head, those were the two options. And we were bold enough to, I quit my job and I told him, give me like 1 year to figure this out, you know, and 10 years later, he now works here and we still haven't figured it out. But that was the snowball that forces you through the hard part, I think, because it's now a little out of control. And so you have to keep going. And I really am grateful because that was a blessing, but it was hard, you know? And so that is how we started. And we've sent 120,000 capes out so far, and they go all over the world. And it's been quite a journey.
I love this. I love this so much. I love the idea that you had that big fork in the road. I like to have that feeling when like you're running a marathon and you realize that you're closer to the turnaround than you are to just driving back to your car or getting back to your car. You know?
I have to keep going. Yeah.
Have to keep going. Yeah. So congratulations.
I've never run a marathon, but thank you for that in case I ever do. That is a good note.
Yes. You got to keep going. Congratulations. That is so many capes. I saw on your websites, which is tinysuperheroes.com, all one word, that you also collect patches.
Yeah.
So tell me how that works.
So like I'm a doer, you know, like I can get, I don't like to be bored. Right. So, a few years in, I did like a random survey, and on the survey, I was like, do you participate in extracurricular activities? You know, and 80% of the parents who filled it out said no. And then I was like, to those 80%, like, do you want to? And 98% were like, yes. And at the time, I now have three boys. So I was like, continued having kids through this. And like, you know, one of them was playing kindergarten soccer and got a little trophy and like felt like $1 million and met new friends. And I was like, 80% of my community isn't getting a soccer trophy, right? And or doing a dance recital. And there's a million reasons why not, some that are problematic and some that just are. But I was like, these are important things for kids. And so we need to give them an activity. So we started our mission program so that every month they could earn a patch for their cape. So it's kind of like Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, but we practice superpowers together. And I was like, they might not ever be on a soccer team. And, you know, it's not a generalized statement, like all of our kids are different, but we are their team. Like we're their squad, and the patches kind of took on a life of their own. So we've been doing the mission program. This is the sixth year. We have a new one every month. And somehow I'm still planning them like, you know, 1 month at a time. But it's been so cool to see kids' journey through this together. And you really do practice your superpowers. And it really is quite powerful to make a concerted effort to practice being courageous, you know? Because then when you actually do need to be courageous, like you've got a little history behind that to do it.
Or a physical cape to wear.
Definitely a physical cape to wear.
When you're feeling sad. Yeah. I want to touch on something important here, because you started this Facebook post from reading Facebook posts that were generally sad, but people were writing in a positive way. And I think that that's really important. This is really hard work. You're learning about really sad stories, impossible stories in a lot of scenarios. How do you manage that emotionally and kind of keep going?
Yeah. Well, I'm a professional therapy client, you know, Like, just don't stop that. Just keep going.
Right.
And I will say there have been definite times that I can no longer go on. Like, personally, I got off social media a long time ago. I think because of this, because our whole business is all over is social media. And that can be a lot. That is a lot. And like, I had no capacity for more of that incoming traffic. So like, that's gone. And then, but then even like, to me, opening any app, what comes my way, because these algorithms are amazing, are more kids who should be tiny superheroes, which I love, but it never ends, right? And so I definitely don't travel this journey like in a straight line. But I will say that my entire perspective on life and death has completely changed. And I think without that, you can't keep doing this work, you know?
Yeah.
Or at least deep in the trenches, like I tend to seem to land, you know, because like yesterday, just for a real life example, there was this amazing video from a few weeks ago on our Facebook page. And I text messaged the mom. I was like, super white, but amazing. He's so adorable. I was, can we share the video? And she's like, well, yeah, but he died, you know? And you're like, that's my norm. And that is not normal, you know?
Right.
And probably I cope, probably it's not always healthy, right? But I will tell you this, the families, their primary feeling isn't sad. Like, people think that like, you're going to like walk into the hospital room and like, it's going to be so sad. It's like, no, like that isn't how they live, because if you live that way, you have a miserable life. You know, these
yeah.
people shift and they're like grateful for the nurse playing Uno on the bed, you know, like they have sad moments and no one would wish most of it on anybody, but they are more joyful than most of the people I know who have far less problems, you
Yeah.
know?
Yeah, I think this is a good place to say Feliz Día de los Muertos because
Yes.
it's November 1st
Yes.
to the 3rd, which is a celebration of death in life. And I think that that really speaks to that perspective. It can be really hard to appreciate every single thing that is happening in your life and to be grateful. Michelle, I want to bring you into this because I feel like what you do with yoga specifically helps families like this that might be going through it, or maybe a mom that's listening now with some adversity in her life or her kid's life. Can you speak to your work with the community and mental health management, I guess is the term.
Yeah. Thank you. First of all, Robin, there's so many things that you said that I heard. But to your point specifically about how yoga might fit into this whole experience, it really is about being present. And it really is about the practice of gratitude. It really is about acknowledging fear and choosing love anyway. It really is about, you know, faith in your path, in facing uncertainty or even certainty. And ultimately, it really is about the cycle of life when it comes to seasons, including death and rebirth. And this is what we come to learn and know in our own lives. There is a principle in yoga that is about non-attachment. And the Buddha talks about this as well. And this is really the exercise of being fully awake, conscious, aware, whatever words you want to use, that do bring us into the present moment. And in my work with children, you know, there's so much about managing stress, managing your mental state. And we've got a lot of our population that spends time in the past, which can lead to depression, and a lot of time in the future, which can lead to anxiety. And so you've got these two states of being in the past, sadness, loss, and regret, or being in the future of uncertainty, worry, and fear. And the solution to both of those ends of the seesaw are to hit the fulcrum, and the fulcrum is in the center, and the center is now. And that's what we teach in yoga from cradle to college. So if you can build those muscles and be the superhero of your own story, that's the practice. That's the skill set. And that's why I do what I do. And that's why I'm loving what you do too, Robin. And all of us, all of you too, because this is how we bring just more awareness to what is.
Exactly. I love this so much. I have to take another quick break to highlight our sponsors and the people who help us continue to do this work. But when we come back, I want to talk about one thing that we've kind of talked around but haven't pinpointed yet, which is community. So we'll be right back. Thank you so much for being here, for listening. If you're a San Francisco Bay Area mom, please do submit some content to write or join us on this podcast in the future. We'll be right back after our sponsors. Welcome back to Hella Momversations, keeping it real with San Francisco Bay Area Moms, or SFBAM. I'm your host, Olga Rosales Salinas, and I'm here with co-host from It's Yoga Kids, Michelle Wing. We're joined today by Robin Rosenberger. If you're just tuning in, if you've been listening, we've been hearing about the story that she founded Tiny Superheroes, which are capes for tiny people from all different types of backgrounds and experiences. So one thing that we've been talking about on this show today is how we've been able to support each other when we're going through hard things. And that for me has always been through community. And I want to talk about Robin, the community you've built. And I'm hoping that Michelle can also talk to us later about the community that she builds with yoga. So I want to note one thing and one number that you said earlier, which is that you've made 120,000 capes for little people. And I just, congratulations on that big number. But also, I know that you didn't do that alone. I know that you did that in community. So tell us who has been building this with you and who's been your biggest support.
Yeah. So through the 10 years, there's been several people in and out. But we do have employees, and we have a headquarters here. We call it our global headquarters. It is a modest global headquarters. But my husband actually is full-time with me, which I would say he's 100% been the biggest support, because this journey is not for the faint of heart, you know? Starting a business is hard, and running one is much harder. And he's been with me through it, not even working here, but now he does. But the community of families, so we call our tiny superheroes, we're all on our squad, but our community of their grownups is an amazing place that created it. You know, nobody created it. It's something outside of all of us that's bigger than any of us. And it's you know, located in a Facebook group. But these families, nearly every family who goes through a major medical challenge is isolated to some degree and financially strained to some degree. And these situations become very lonely, because often a parent can't work. The statistic of divorce in these situations is astronomically high. So we have a lot of single parents. And when you go through something like this, all of a sudden, like if it was a change, all the friends you had don't get it. Like, let's say, you know, when your kids are babies and your kid has special needs, the baby, you know, you bring them with you, you do everything, and then kindergarten comes and maybe your kid has to go to a different school, right? And then your friends kids start playing soccer and your kid isn't playing soccer. And it takes like no time at all to be like, I'm no longer friends with the people I was friends with because they're doing their own thing, you know? And our community is where you can come and you can just, everybody gets it. Like, you don't have to qualify anything or validate anything. It's like, you can just show up, put your stuff out there, and there's going to be someone who's literally probably gone through the exact same thing, but everyone's going to understand. And so there's no, it's fascinating. And we've had our blips, but how this many people in an online community can be non-judgmental is so beautiful in the world we live in, right? But it is, it's safe and it's supportive and they grieve together and they celebrate big together. You know, they celebrate like he drank out of a bottle, which is like normal for most babies. But for this baby, they've been tube fed for months, you know? So having somewhere where you can go and come as yourself and not have to justify everything you're doing is so freeing for anyone. And I feel very blessed that it has worked out in a way where people do have somewhere to go.
Yeah, I love that so much. And if you're looking for community, just a shameless plug for SFM. This is a community built for moms by moms. We're always looking for content writers and for people to participate in podcasts like this one. So a shout out to this community specifically. But Michelle, if you want to give us a note about your community and It's Yoga Kids, just to really praise community in general.
Yeah, it really is about community. It's about being connected with a common mindset, right? With a common goal, which is at SF BAM to be in motherhood in the most beautiful way possible. and maybe for Robin to move through something that is incredibly challenging, right? And that is got a beginning and an end, a finite period. And with It's Yoga Kids, it's been so interesting. You know, I've been doing this work for 20 years now. So what I've noticed is that communities come together. Like, I have parents who've got their kids in the same elementary schools and they met at It's Yoga Kids in our, you know, toddler classes. So, you know, it's so sweet. And I'll run into a mom at the dentist or at the grocery store or whatever, or somebody will just drop an email and let me know what our community or what our programming did for them. I just got a message last week. This girl is in college now, you know, and the mom sent a note to say, hey, shout out because you changed her life and she's on a real path. And I'm like, wow, you know? So I just don't think we can ever underestimate what it is that we have to offer and what it is that we have to receive when it comes to any interpersonal dynamic. And I think the one thing about community that can be challenging sometimes is the idea that there's this big group and it's going to require you to be a little bit vulnerable. And that goes right back to the courage comment, because when you're dealing with difficult things, it requires a level of vulnerability that is even more difficult than what you're already dealing with in some cases. And so it's that courageous moment to be able to be willing. And I think the key word here is willing, to be willing to share yourself with another in the form of solving a problem or, you know, I really think that the social media problem comes down to, you know, judgment and criticism. And I think that needs to go away. People need to practice how to pull that in and instead acknowledge that people are suffering and they need support.
Yeah. And that's true for so many aspects of our community right now. So acknowledging that for a quick second. Now I called you a nonprofit earlier, Robin, but you noted that that's not the case. So tell us why for-profit versus nonprofit. And then I want to talk about how a mom listener or a community listener can support your business and support these little people and maybe even sponsor capes. So
Yeah. You could totally do a whole podcast on like for-profit and nonprofit and the complexities. But for me, I was inspired by Tom Shoes. Like when Tom Shoes was a thing, I was like, this is amazing. Like Tom's Shoes spirit is like my spirit. And I love the idea of like businesses who make a lot of money, which is not me, could do amazing things, right? And nonprofits also do amazing things, and they rely on donors, right? And we do have an aspect of donorship within, it's a little different, like we're not getting big sponsors, right? And for me, the challenge of building this as a sustainable business that does not require me to call up anybody and ask them for money is like what I want to build, so that nonprofits that don't have an avenue of making money in that way can have the donor dollars, right? But like for me, this building this entity that can stand on its own is what drives me. And there's just so many rules when you're a nonprofit that I don't have to follow, you know? And if you knew me, like, it's like, man, I could pivot pretty quickly through what we do. And I need that kind of freedom in order to stay motivated. So for me, it's more of like a preference, and also like, I think we can do it without it, you know? So let's give it a go.
Well, when I was on your side, I thought you were a nonprofit because it's built like it. You can sponsor capes. You can go through the programming. You can do a birthday program. You can do, so tell me about the programming before I misspeak here. Tell me about the programming that's available through tinyheroes.com.
Yeah. So everyone starts mostly with a cape. So when kids get their cape, it's the beginning for us. Like the cape is the beginning. And so the capes are, they're like crowdfunded. So the whole way that this kind of just came about was that the squad can help each other, because a lot of the families who are going through it, they don't have extra financial means to buy a cape, right? But they have people around them who love helping them, who don't know what to do. Like you can bring meals and then what do? Like nobody knows what to do, but everyone wants to help. And so this amazing kid in your neighborhood, you can help sponsor their cape. So one kid can raise money to sponsor five kids, and four other kids aren't even in a position to share the campaign. So there's no obligation for anyone to raise money, but they sponsor each other as they do. And because of the numbers of kids that come our way, we get over 80 a day, it ends up working out. So the CAPE program, everybody who is nominated can receive a CAPE. The patch, the mission program, they can earn a free patch every month for their CAPE. And we celebrate birthdays. They can earn birthday gear, which helps with the mission program. And then our online community is kind of like a beast of its own. But really, kids start with a cape, and then we kind of get them onto their mission journey. We sidekick siblings are always welcome. They get capes too. So we're completely inclusive, and everyone's welcome.
I love this so much. If you are interested in learning more, it's tinysuperheroes.com, all one word. You can also donate directly through all the different programs on there. But if you're going to go to the website, I want you to go, and I want you to peruse, and I want you to nominate if you feel so inclined. But I also really want you to stop and read the blogs. Okay, the blog opportunity that you have on your website is empowering and beautiful, and I love so many stories on there. If you have a couple minutes to read and also cry and send all the positive energy into the world that you can and must do after you read these, please go to tinysuperheroes.com. I just want to thank you for being with us today, Robin and
thank
Michelle.
You.
Thank you both for being here and for joining us for another episode of Hella Momversations. Do you have anything to say, Michelle, before we log off?
It's just always a joy, you know, when it comes to supporting mothers and children and our own physical and mental health. You know, I'm always in. That's kind of what I signed up for. So, anything that falls into that realm, I'm always a joy to be a part of. So I just want to say thank you for including me. I was happy to meet you, Robin. I love, you know, what you're doing and what it means to children and families and all of those who support them. So it's really a beautiful story. Thank you.
Well, thank you for having me. And what you guys have is so amazing. So I hope you San Francisco moms are taking advantage of it, because this is awesome.
Thank you, Robin. Thank you for that. And she's right. You should be submitting content. You should become a contributing writer or join us at one of our events. We've got a couple of holiday events coming up. So please go to sanfranciscomoms.com for more information and for a peek at our events calendar, or continue following us online on Facebook, Instagram. I think we have a Twitter account, sanfranciscomoms.com, for all of that information and for all of our social media handles. Or you can message us here wherever you're listening to this podcast. My name is Olga Rosales Salinas. I'm your host. This was Hella Momversations, keeping it real with San Francisco Bay Area moms. Thank you all so much for being here.